Are you thinking about implementing your own smart home? Not sure of what you want to control or how to start? Do you want your smart home to respond to your voice like it does in the movies or television? Well, you found the right podcast, Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. As a best-selling author, speaker, and YouTuber, he will help you explore the different options available. And now, here's your host, Ron.
Hi. This is Ron Netter, and this time we're going to continue our work with Hubitat and Stream Deck and the IKEA bulb, because this is something that there's a few more options where with the intro video, which was really not, hadn't planned on showing you something workable at that point, but I did it. So, you know, let's move on. The IKEA bulb, it's got a couple more options because of what it's engineered to do. So we're going to get it turned on here just to show you that it is on. And we'll give it a, while we're talking, give it a second to get up on the where Hubitat sees it. Because if it's turned off, Hubitat won't see it. Amazing that. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through four different options with Hubitat to where we're going to show turning it on, turning it off, and dimming it. Now, dimming it, we're actually going to need to use at least two buttons. And here's why. If you toggle the bulb on and off, it's going to remember its last setting. So we've got to have a way to raise it back up. So that's where it's going to take two buttons. And my normal option is I'll sit there and take the bulb and run it at about 50%. And then if I've got a half full brightness, then I bring on it up. But however you do it, it's going to be something that you'll have to work on. So we're going to switch over here and let me get to the tab here for Hubitat. And just like you saw, I'm actually going to go through. Now you can see the switch. Well, it says switch is off. It's actually lying at this point. So we'll turn it off. Okay. The bulb just turned off on me. I'm trying to figure out how to do picture in picture with this, and it didn't want to work right, so I'm just gonna have to go on here and then click on. Now see, it did change there, so it's just a matter of it hadn't been turned on from the interface. So off, on, and that's the actual response coming back from the bulb. So that's, you know, it's just one of the things that you should check before you start doing anything, make sure it's working right from the Hubitat console, because in case something happens, at least it gives you a troubleshooting step. Now we're going to head and go on over to the IFTTT screen, and this is like you will have seen before, and we will go click on this, and we'll click type on webhooks, and we'll do a web request. And this time we'll call it IKEA bulb on and create trigger. All right. We'll click on that. And now here's where we'll go to Hubitat. And we will tell it to not open a device, dim a device, lock a device, turn on a device. There we go. Right in front of me. Can't see the forest for the trees. So we're going to select IKEA bulb and create action, and I'll come back here just a bit. Okay, it's got that ready to go, so we'll click finish, and we will, just like you've seen me before, we'll copy and paste that. We will go to, actually I'm gonna go back over here and turn off the IKEA bulb real quick, and that way when we go to paste in the event in here and we click test it, so the event's been triggered. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Okay, it just took it a second to come on there. So now what we'll do is we're going to switch over here. We're going to switch the IKEA profile, and then we'll go in here to configure Stream Deck. So this is where we will take the website option, and we will call it IKEA bulb on. And I'm to get a new line, I'm hitting, in my case, I'm hitting on the Apple. I mean, Command Enter, Control Enter probably should work on a PC. Now we will place the IKEA bulb in. No, that's not what we wanted to do. That was not the way you wanted to do that. So let's go back over here. Not where I want to go here. Okay, let's go back over here. That was not what I wanted to paste in. That's what we want to paste in and see. Yeah, problem triggering my event. Yeah, I think. So let's copy this. And then we will go back to configure Stream Deck. We are going to have to go down here to Mr. IKEA. And we've got that. Access in background. IKEA bulb on. And actually, we're going to go down here to get this to center right. And we'll do one more. And that will get it close. Now, I haven't been showing you all the time, but I went ahead and did it was either a screenscape or I found something from from off of IKEA's website. So if you want to have a nice little icon, that's, you know, kind of what it'll look like. So now we'll go on to creating a applet to turn off IKEA. So we'll click on new applet, webhook, and request, and we'll call it IKEA bulb off. Now let's not mix our hyphens and dashes. We'll try to keep it consistent here. And create trigger. All right, and then that. And we'll type habitat. And we will turn off device. And IKEA bulb, create action. And then finish. So what we'll do here, just like we did before, we'll copy and paste this over. And you don't have to do this every time, but I like to test everything out so that we know if there's a syntax error, that you know that before you get into it. So that's got the bulb turned off. And we'll control C that. And we will go back into here. So we'll go to website. And we'll do IKEA bulb off. And we'll go down here. Come on, paste it in. And make sure it says bulb off. Okay, access in background. So now it's just a matter of press that off, turns it off, press bulb on, and it turns it on. So that's, I'll go through the steps here in a bit when we can have everything on the screen. Now we're going to go through and set up an option where we're going to dim the bulb. And this one we got to do a little bit different, but it's nothing that is impossible to do. So we'll go back here to this, webhooks, web request, and IKEA, if I can type here, bulb, and we'll just call it 50, for short for 50%. Now we'll go to habitat and dim a device. So IKEA bulb, oh, now notice here, importantly, the IKEA outlet's not listed, so it doesn't support dimming. So if you don't see the device you're looking for, this is a good indication here of when, you know, it's just maybe an API issue or just the device you're trying to do this with simply won't work. So we've got a IKEA bulb, and you can't dial in, you know, your own percentage, but in this case, we'll click 50% and create action and finish. And we are going to copy and paste this. We'll go over here to our friend webhooks. Okay, IKEA bulb 50. And we'll trigger the event. And you should see the bulb change states here in just a bit. Sometimes IFTTT gets a little behind. But yeah, that's the wonderful world of the internet. Okay, so we'll mark that whole part there. We'll configure Stream Deck, and then we will come up here to website, and we will type IKEA bulb 50%. At least there you can put in the percent. You can't put it in the URL task name. So access and background. Come on, click there. So that's set. So we can just press the 50%, and then you should see it go down just a little bit. All right. So now what we'll do is we got one last step to do, and we'll go back to applets, new applet. This, I mean, you see, it's just a matter of lather, rinse, and repeat. And we'll call it IKEA bulb. I can type bulb 100. Create trigger. That habitat. And now to it might not seem intuitive, but to go back to it, if we're gonna, we're really not dimming the device. But IKEA bulb level 100%, create action, and finish. All right, and we will copy that, go over here to webhooks, and click in the box, and then it will test it. Okay, and the bulb just came up nice and bright and blinding me, but you don't have to see that part of it. So now we'll go down here and we will, whoops, it didn't stay highlighted, so wouldn't be bringing the right thing over here. Okay, Control C, go back over to configure Stream Deck. Actually, we're going to bring that down here because I want to have similar functions on the same line. So we'll call this one IKEA bulb 100%. And actually, I just learned there, I just hit enter, so it did essentially the same thing. Now we'll go down here, we'll paste the URL in, and notice in that one, just to make sure we've got the right one there, it says bulb 100. Okay, access background. And so we can go back to 50%. And it's going to take us something, just a second or two to engage. So see, if we go to turn, actually, I'm okay. And this welcome button is just something that it will throw in when you're setting up Stream Deck. So we'll delete that. And we will, let's see, now there's a change, switch profile. There we go. And let's call it main, and the profile would then be the default profile. And then this is where I've got a little icon set up so that it's the Stream Deck, kind of what I call Stream Deck Blue. So that's got us ready to go. So we're going to switch back over and take it through the process here. We'll switch back over to main. All right, so we are going to, and I've got to manually change the profile. This is the downside of when you're doing several things with a Stream Deck, and it's I've got it, when it sees certain things go primary application, it will take on a mind of its own. So now we'll press off, and then we will press on. Okay, actually there's sometimes a little bit of a lag. Okay, now we'll go ahead and do off, and we'll do bulb 50%, and see it's sending the command, but it actually brought it on. I wasn't sure, so it did bring it on. But if we go to turn it off, and then back on, see, it didn't bring it up full. So that's where we need the 100% button that we created, and it should come up here a bit, just even more. I'm gonna take it off screen so it doesn't blind everybody, and also me. So I'll go ahead and turn IKEA off. So you can see, really, it's very straightforward. I apologize that this video took so long, but as you can see, we had to go through quite a few steps, and I wanted to take you through the troubleshooting. Thank you for everybody who's subscribing to the channel. I've got more videos yet to come. As you can see, I'm having a lot of fun with Stream Deck, and I think you'll really enjoy it too. I'm limping along on the 6-button one. I think that I'm going to have to suck it up, Buttercup, and go get the big one. So, hey, Corsair, Elgato, could you help me out here with a 15-button one? No, just kidding. I mean, I'm just going to have to go get one. That's just short and sweet of it. So thank you for everybody who's been subscribing. Please make sure you click the notifications button. If you know anybody who is interested in doing this kind of smart home technology, make sure you forward them a link to this channel. Really appreciate getting everybody up to speed on this as best we can, because I'm taking things from a little different perspective. In the next screen, you're going to see options once we've got things edited so that you can do connections to other videos. So I'll have a combination there of either the different ones from Stream Deck and different options there. So please enjoy the videos, and thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Bytes with Ron Nutter podcast. If you know someone who's interested in creating their own smart home, please share this show with them. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts and leave us a review. Have questions? Contact Ron at questions@techbyteswithronnutter.com. He looks forward to sharing more incredible insights on the next episode.